Masechet Gittin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tet, other things that are letikun ha'olam that we do in order for the benefit of society. Mishnah says, Hamocher tatzmo v'ed banav legoy en podinoto. Somebody sells himself and his children to a goy in slavery, then we do not redeem him or his children. This is in order to prevent a person from saying, you know what, I'm in debt, let me just sell myself, I'll make some money, and then the community's problem. The community will have to bail me out, they'll have to redeem me, it'll be on them. So Achamim said, no, a person, the community is not allowed to bail out this individual who sold himself into slavery. The Bar Tinura points out over here, we're not talking about the first time. We're talking about the Hushir Agil Bekach. Kegon Shemachad Veshina Veshilesh. Somebody who did it one, two, or three times. Once he's at that third time, we don't bail him out. But if it was his first or second time, and we see he's living as a slave with Goyim, and his children are there as well, then we do bail him out if it is the first or second time. About Podinat Habanim, Le'ahar Mitat Avihen. But we do redeem the children, even if it was the third time, after their father has died. There's no longer anyone there to protect them, to hold them back from assimilating into the non-Jewish society. So therefore, we do redeem them even after the third time if their father wasn't alive anymore. And there's nothing there anyway to do this anymore for. The whole point of not bailing them out is to prevent that father from taking advantage of the system. So now that the father's dead, there's nothing to be worried about anymore. Somebody sells his field in Eretz Israel to a goy, then we obligate the field, the seller of the field, to bring bikurim, the first fruits from that field that he sold, even if he has to pay a lot of money, to Yerushalayim as bikurim from that field, even though technically the field was owned by a non-Jew. And a field owned by a non-Jew is not really the responsibility of that person who sold it anymore. It's over. He sold it. It's not owned by him anymore. So there's no bikurim. Hachamim obligated the seller here to pay a lot of money for those first fruits in order to bring them as bikurim. The whole point of that is to discourage the Jew from selling his land to a non-Jew in Eretz Israel, or even post facto, once it's already sold, we want to encourage him to buy back that field from the goy, because he's going to have to give bikurim on it anyway. And this is what we mean, mipene tikun ha'olam, for the benefit of society, to ensure that Eretz Israel stays in the hands of the Jewish people.